How's it going, everybody? And welcome to another episode of What Are You Doing? This is another special episode of the What Are You Doing podcast called The Sound Low for Show Show. It's where me, your host, Lucas Tekon Token. Lucas Tekon Token, or Tekon. Tekon is probably what you know me from since the website's called Tekon TV. TekonTV.com. And this is a solo for show show where I just kick it and talk to you guys. I got some facts for you for the Five Facts Smackdown. Don't forget about the
Five Facts Smackdown.
I guess we're getting smart now.
Coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we have, I have to let you guys know a little bit about ProjectFitApparel.com. If you go, dude, ProjectFitApparel.com is awesome because it's a fitness apparel company. That's what it is. That's what it does. It makes apparel so you can get fit in the apparel. That's exactly what the apparel is made for. The hoodies are made special. The t-shirts are made special. The tank tops are made special. They pick the best material so that you're comfortable when you're working out. Less chafing. Dude, they got leggings. They got leggings so you can be all breathy up in the gym with your booty looking nice. I know that's not what those are for. I'm being an asshole. Sorry about that. But, yeah, they got all that kind of stuff. And if you go there and you pick out everything you want, ooh, it's hot down here. It's about 90 degrees in Racine, Wisconsin right now. That's not where I live, by the way. Oops.
Oops.
But, yeah, you go to ProjectFitApparel.com and pick out whatever you want. And at the end, you put in the coupon code or I forget what it's called, but it'll ask you for a code. And you put in Tech on TV and you can get 15% off all your purchases. We're also brought to you by SkyprintLLC.com. Now, SkyprintLLC.com is just a print service. And they do graphic design as well and website design as well. They do all kinds of stuff, but mainly they're a print service. I get all my stuff for the podcast, for my pop music, Tech on. I get all my stuff printed through them. They'll print you anything. So like CD, like if you're in a band, you can get CDs printed through them. You can get CD covers printed through them. You can get posters. You can get, I'm pretty sure you can get like, yeah, definitely stickers. You can get a whole bunch of stickers. You know, they can print some on a brown paper bag so you can put it over somebody's face that you don't like too much. They can do basically anything you want them to do. They can print it on there. And, so go to SkyprintLLC.com. And, when you email them or when you contact them, let them know that you heard about it through the podcast and they'll give you 20% off all your purchases. And I think that's a really good deal. I mean, at least to me, that's a really good deal, especially since that's the thing that they give me as well. SkyprintLLC.com. Also, if you're in the Racine area, Racine, Wisconsin, or Milwaukee or Kenosha, some kind of area like that, there's a little place called DeMarc's Bar on Memorial Drive. Now, I'm not going to lie, the neighborhood looks sketchy. I lived in that neighborhood literally three houses away from that place, and nothing bad ever happened. It just doesn't look right. It's not their fault. And they have the best wings I've ever had, barbecue wings. Now, the hot wings are really good, but I'm not a hot wing fan. The hot wings are amazing, but I'm not a fan of hot wings. Never liked them, don't care for them, give me diarrhea.
Oops,
and
not doing it.
But barbecue, I love. I'm a huge fan of barbecue, and they have the best barbecue wings I've ever had in my life. And if you go there and order more than $10 worth of food, mention the podcast, get 10% off all your purchases. Now let's get into the podcast. What are we talking about today? Oh no, dude, the tour's coming up. We leave Friday morning to start. We hit up Iowa. The very first day, and I'm so stoked, guys. Like I'm not really sure how excited I could really. I can't tell you how excited I am to be going on tour with my own music and to have C-Rock come with me and back me up. You guys, if you've listened to the podcast before, you know C-Rock. You know he's my BFF for F, and he's coming and backing me up. He's doing the guitar arrangement for the whole tour because we're doing an acoustic tour. Boom, dude. So some of the songs that you guys hear on YouTube, like the, you know, the pop R&B style stuff I'm doing, I'm doing those acoustic on tour. I'm doing a couple of those on acoustic on tour, but then I also have an acoustic EP coming out after this whole CD's done. So I'm playing some songs off of that as well. And I'm really excited to go out on tour. And it's going to be so easy, dude. I used to be in a full band, like this, a metal band called Amber My Amber. I'm actually wearing one of our shirts right now. And, you know, I mean, as much as I love being in a full band, which I really did, I really loved being backed up by all my boys and things like that. This solo thing is super dope because we have essentially two artists. So me, C-Rock, but we're playing under Tech on acoustic, and then we have a young man named Noah Metzler. Or if you guys have heard the podcast before, it's Noah Smelly Smeller. And he's going too, and we're all going in one van. We hooked up a hammock in it. We also made a bed in the back too. So we above the truck bed or above the van bed. So we put it up on some stilts and things like that. It's really, really cool. And we'll all be able to sleep in there. And we'll be able to carry all of our equipment. And we're going to go all the way up to New York and back. So that's fucking... I'm just excited. Like, when I say it's cool, I'm not saying, oh, look how cool I am. I'm saying I feel really good about it, you know? The first tour I've done with music I wrote on my own. I'm not going to get into that. But music that I wrote as me on my own, just all the way. So I'm really stoked about that. There's so much stuff has been happening this week. I got so much going on. Dude, my work, you guys remember that dude I was talking about that drinks like 2 liters of soda a day and smokes like 2 packs of cigarettes a day, and he's just like not cool. Like, he just is not in good shape, dude. It won't be hot. It won't be hot, and he'll sweat profusely. Like, he's always dripping sweat. And his sweat doesn't look like normal people's sweat. It comes out of his pores yellow, dude. And, when you get to that spot, when it's cold outside and you're sweating, something's wrong. If it's cold outside and you're sweating, something's wrong, dude. But anyway, dude. He was helping me at work this week, and he was being really nice, and I feel bad about talking about him on the podcast, but I kind of don't at the same time, because he's in bad condition, and people on the podcast need to know that way of living isn't great, because we're not going to evolve into sharks if we can't, you know, we're going to stay guppies forever if we don't grow, and we don't stay healthy. Definitely if we don't stay healthy, then you'll just die. You'll die as a guppy, and you won't ever evolve, so... We have to make sure that we stay together, we stay fit, we stay getting some project fit, duh. And but anyway, so he was really nice to me, and I feel bad, but not at the same time. Just because, but he is, because the thing is, he's a nice guy, is what I'm trying to say. He's a nice guy in terrible shape, and now I'm just kind of sad about it. Just because it's like, dude, maybe you should stop it. Oops.
Really?
Oh, come on.
Buy some knee pads.
You should definitely buy some knee pads, but...
Stop.
There we go. I got to remember my buttons, dude. I got to put some labels on them. But, okay. Speaking of guppies and speaking of evolutions, we're so close. We hit 325 last week. I tell you guys my numbers because I want you to know. You know why? Because you're my family. I want you to know because you're my family. So the numbers that we got last week were 320. We've been staying at that solid 300, but now we're up to 320, and that means you guys have been sharing. That means you guys have been sharing the podcast, and I'm really, really stoked about that. So thank you so much, and we're going to hit that 400. We're going to get that very first evolution into now what I know what it's called, because remember last week I was like the one with the fish with the teeth with the light on the head that hangs out in the bottom of the ocean. Well, guess what? We're really close to that first evolution to what is it called? The anglerfish.
Huh.
Yeah, right? Why would it be called the anglerfish? I don't know.
Huh.
Stupid. Hey, guy who named the anglerfish.
Buy some knee pads.
Because you're going to need them, because you're going to be down there so long, okay? Don't name stuff that's not what the fuck, even close to what it is. Dude, it's a fish with long fang teeth, all fang teeth, not just canines, but all fang teeth with a light on its fucking head. And you call it the anglerfish?
Really? Buy some knee pads.
That's what I say about that, dude. Buy some fucking knee pads because you... Okay? Okay, dude? Because that's what you're doing because that's not what it's called. It should be called... I don't know. Fangfish. Way better than anglerfish. Fangfish? Yeah. Oh, light bulb fish? Or light fish? Or some shit that has something to do with what it looks like? The anglerfish. Okay. That's what I was trying to get at. I'm sorry, I went off track again. Like I said, I need a producer in here. I really need C-Rock to sit and watch me do this and help me out with it. But I gotta make him do more work. Everybody, comment on C-Rock's Instagram. C-Rock, I think it's C-Rock TV, his Instagram. Go to his Instagram and comment, you need to do more work for the podcast. Just as many of those as you can. That'd be great. Here we go into the Five Fact Smackdown.
Five Fact Smackdown. I guess we're getting smart now.
Yeah, I guess we're getting smart now. It's time to get smart now. Dude, the first fact for the Five Fact Smackdown is one of the weirdest I've ever heard. I'm going to do more research on this subject coming up, but I saw this and I had to share it with you guys. It's Miggit. The midget bird. Now, it's spelled midget. I don't know. It's spelled midget, and I know midget's not a good word anymore. I know you can't say midget anymore, but I'm going to say midget because I don't know. I don't know. The midget bird. It sleeps while it's flying in 12-second increments and in 12 hours. So, like, so it's flying. It's like... Hey, man, I wonder what... Billy's doing tomorrow, dude. I think he might be... I heard he was hanging out with Cindy. Yeah? They were planning on flying to the stream and having a picnic. They were going to eat some seeds from that old guy throws, but in that spot. Oh, dude, I love that spot. That old guy's actually really nice. I landed on him once. No way. You landed on him once? Yeah. Yeah, he was talking to himself. It was so I was like kind of wanted to see what was going on. Was he on the phone? Did he have like a pager? Or like what was going on? Like why was he talking to himself? But turns out he smells like dog piss and he just happens to have food with him all the time. And he must like us more than he likes himself because he doesn't look like he eats or showers. Yeah, dude, those are called homeless people and that's super mean. Dude, how was I supposed to know he's... You know, that's... That was a long bit. I'm sorry. I just think it's really funny. But yeah, so they fly like they can fly for like 24 hours straight, and that's how they do it. They sleep in 12 second increments, and then they wake up, and then they sleep again for 12 seconds. And within 24 hours, they only sleep like 48 minutes, but apparently that's enough for a bird. You know, I don't know. They do a lot of soaring. Because I know flapping, there's flapping, but then there's just kind of like soaring or gliding, and I'm sure that's what they do when they're sleeping. I'm going to look up some videos and see what they're really all about, but that's called the midget bird, or midget. It's spelled midget. Don't tell anybody I'm saying midget, okay? I know it's not a thing to say, but it's spelled midget, and you guys can look that up and see what's going on with that. The second fact for the Five Facts Smackdown is a fact about the second evolution. And this is some incentive for you guys to possibly share more of the podcast. Because once we hit that 400 mark, that 400, that hot fo, we're going to evolve into our first evolution from guppies into the anglerfish. Now, I know you're saying, what could come after the anglerfish? It's such a badass fish. What could come after the anglerfish, but the thing is, that's not the way evolution works, guys. So it goes from a guppy, oop, little baby bug up, ooh, big up into the anglerfish, and then it might go back to something a little softer. Who knows? Who knows what the next evolution after the anglerfish is? You're not going to know. And let's just share the podcast a little bit more. So we're going to evolve into the anglerfish soon. Here we go. The fact about the anglerfish. Dude, I forgot about this. So this is the fact about the anglerfish. The female anglerfish is the ones that you guys know and love. The ones that we all know and love. So when we evolve, we're all going to be chicks. And that's not bad. I mean, there are terrible things. There are tons of things that suck about being a girl. Especially in today's world. But as a fish girl, I'm pretty sure it won't be too bad. Other than the fact that these anglerfish are ugly as shit. But then the male anglerfish are these tiny little fish. They look like guppies, actually. And they're just these tiny little fish. And what they do is they bite on the female's body. They bite onto the female's body. And then they use mucus to melt their own face off. Okay? These dudes are nuts, dude. You think like guys, like human guys, are way too about it? These guys are way too about it. These dudes, they bite onto the girl's body. That's a normal thing, you know. Got it. Sounds about right. They use their mucus to melt their faces onto the bodies of the girl, permanently fusing it to the female anglerfish. It's a little much. It's a little much, bud. That's a little much, dude. Like, it common practice in the human world. You walk up to a girl, give her a quick bite. Just bite her on the shoulder or something. It's not nice to do. Girls don't like it. Guys have done it. I can almost guarantee you. But we've never bit you and stayed there and then used our mucus to melt our faces onto your body. So that's what they do. So the man eventually atrophies. Like, he eventually just complete his body atrophies. And he loses his digestive organs, his brain, heart, and eyes, and winds up nothing more than a pair of gonads, which release sperm when needed. So he attaches himself to her and then just kind of turns into a fucking nothing thing and just hangs there. Like, he turns himself into a penis for the chick. And then it releases sperm into the lady body gets to the eggs somehow, and then she poops the eggs out, and that's how you make babies. Like, what the flying fuck, dude?
Really?
Like,
oops.
Hey, Mother Nature.
Oops.
You fucked that one up pretty bad, didn't you? Like, who do you think you are making some shit like that? Like, I get it. I get it. Like, I'm all for it, dude. I'm all for equality, but this isn't equality at all. So you're telling me, I see a hot skinny walking down the street. I go, yo, what up, girl? I'm about to bite you real quick. I bite her, and then I just kind of take spit and just kind of move it around my mouth and face, and then that spit dissolves my face, and then I'm stuck to her forever. And then my body turns limp, and the sperm from my testicles comes out through my body, out of my mouth, into her body, and then she poops out a baby. Is that what the fuck you're telling me, Mother Nature? Hey, Mother Nature!
Buy some knee pads!
Because you're on some bullshit today, all right. All right, oh man, this is just a random fact. This next fact, there are more fake flamingos, than real flamingos on the entire earth. Why do we like flamingos that much? That's something I want to know. Why do we like flamingos that much? They got these big old long turkey legs, or flamingo legs, actually. If I'm going to be comparing things to poultry. And that's, but that, what, why? Like, and then they're pink, and that's it. And then they, you stick them in your yard in a stick. I don't really understand it, but that's what they are. And there's more fake ones in the world than real ones. And it's like, dude, what the flying fuck again? Why would there be more? Anyway, that's just, like, I know that's not the greatest fact, and I'm sorry, but it is a fact. So that when you guys, like, if you're out drinking with your buddies, and you're like, dude, I know stuff too. There's more ferment. There's more flamingos. There's more of the plastic flamingos on the earth than there are the ones with the feathers, though. And then your friend will be like, oh, that's what's wrong with society, dude. Dude, do you guys have any of those fucking friends? Do you guys have any of those friends that are like, everything you say, anything you say, they're like, that's what's wrong with society, bruh. Dude, you know what? And I have a couple of friends like that, and I don't hate them for it, but it is like super annoying because it's like, that's not, there's nothing wrong with society, dude. Because there's more plastic flamingos than regular fucking flamingos in the world. It's just that people like flamingos, and flamingos aren't smashing up sexual parts enough to make more of them than we are. Then we're smashing up plastic parts to make more of them. So, you know what I mean? That's what's wrong with society, bro. Dude, the fact that we love the beauty of the flamingo, right? But then we won't, like, conserve the places where they live enough for them to have to be enough of them. But and then we'll build factories to make flamingos on where flamingos should live, bro. Oh, dude. Oh, man. And you know what? I bet you when I was, like, 18, 19, 20, I would say some shit like that, dude. I bet you any money I would say some shit like that, dude. Oh, God. Anyway, that dude, it is a weird fact, but say it to somebody and see if one of your friends does that, and they do, you can, I'm gonna make stickers for people like that. What do we want to call people like that? People are just like, it's like society, bro. All right, so this next one is, dude, this is scary as shit to me. Like, most people, doesn't scare because they don't think about it, or they're like, ain't gonna happen. Oh, not happening. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen at some point. And, my cat's looking at me super creepy. Dude, the Yellowstone caldera volcano contains more than 240 cubic miles of magma. So, and I'm not sure if what they mean by cubic. Oh, cubic. So, whoa, dude. Just reading that right now. Just reading that right now is crazy. Like 240 cubic miles. So if you go a mile that way, a mile that way, a mile that, oh, wait, a mile, yeah, a mile that way, this way, and that way, that's a cubic mile. So I got a six-sided cube of mile-sized pieces. There's 240 of them. Okay. Now that I'm reading that and I'm picturing how big that is, 240 cubic miles of magma underneath Yellowstone National Park. That's what we're dealing with. Could you do what? Oops.
Oops.
Hey, Mother Nature.
Buy some knee pads.
Because when you were making the earth, you obviously.
Oops.
She's carving out the earth, dude. She's carving it out and just like, gonna put this here, gonna put this here, put a bunch of trees right here. Got all the Rocky Mountains. Ooh, I like the Rocky Mountains. Make those go through like Colorado, California. Ooh, perfect. And then let's go. Oops, takes a big scoop out of the middle of the shit, and then magma forms.
Oops,
and then she just leaves it. And then every, dude, and man, I got a lot of facts on this. Every 640,000 years, it blows all the shit up. every 640,000 years, it blows the whole Earth shit up. And then every dude, and then oh,
drop my phone.
Oh. And then I got mad. Dude, I got so mad I dropped my phone. And that what? Okay, so then there was a small eruption 174,000 years ago, and the most recent lava flow was 70,000 years ago. So, like, the most recent lava flow, I don't know what that means for something that big. When there's 240 cubic miles of lava, some lava flow might be, like, one or two cubic miles of lava, which is a ton of lava. You know what I mean? That's still a lot. Because, like, if it's spread out flat, what's that? How big is that? I'm sure there's a math person somewhere that knows exactly what that is. Annoying. Actually, that would be... Actually. Dude, those people I don't like. Those people I don't like. I don't like actually people. When you say some shit that you think smart because you're trying to be a regular human, and then they go, actually. Dude... Fuck you, dude. Actually, go fuck yourself. Actually, jump off of a bridge. Actually, set your car on fire and then get in it. You know why? Actually,
buy some knee pads.
Because nobody cares what you're actually wants to say. Because you said actually first, and that's the most pretentious thing anyone can ever say. If I'm like, dude, polar bears are white because they to reflect the sun. Because, and not because of snow. They'll be like, actually, polar bears are actually for real white because of the snow. You're actually wrong. And a little bit because to reflect sunlight to keep them warm. But also, but they for them to reflect the most amount of sunlight to keep warm, they'd have to be black bears. Actually, black bears. Dude, kick, jump off a bridge, dude. Don't actually do it because... You don't want anyone to do it, but still, find a small bridge, jump off of it, and be like, I should do that for real, but don't do it for real, because you're the most annoying person on the planet. But yeah, so that's one of the facts. Oh, we're on the very last five facts, very last fact on the five facts SmackDown. Could I play the thing again?
Five facts SmackDown.
I guess we're getting smart now.
I don't know why I like that so much. 32% of Americans are obese. So 32.2% of America is obese. Now, what is the definition of obese? That's kind of up in the air. I looked it up, and there's different things on it. Each kind of website has a little bit different of an answer, but it's like a body percentage. It's a percentage of fat ratio to... you know, the size of your body and things like that. But there are people who, like, you know, their bones are bigger, and I'm big bone. I'm not going to do a Cartman impression right now, but that's the thing. Like, so how do we know? How do we know what exactly it is? But we kind of do know. You can look. The reason I looked this up is because me and C-Rock were walking around yesterday getting a bunch of stuff for tour, and I looked up away from my phone for the first time in, you know, for that 5 minutes, and everybody I saw was overweight, and I wasn't being malicious when I said it, but I was like, dude, Cam, his real name's Cameron, but I said, dude, Cam, dude, like, everybody's kind of, you know, and he looked up and he was like, yeah, that's what do you he said, he literally said, yeah, what do you expect? I was like, what do you mean, what do I expect, like, for someone to be more, like, and now there are people with, like, thyroid conditions, and it's insensitive to say certain things, but there was, so there had to have been at least 12 to 15 people where we were at, just looking around, and there was one person that was probably, like, just normal weight, and every single else, all the other ones, too big. Now there might be, say, half of them have like a problem where they can't lose weight. The other half, dude, it was crazy. And 32% is a huge percent. That's it's not a, it's over a quarter. So it's like a third. It's almost a third. It's, you know, I don't know, but the thing about it is being healthy is it's tough and it sucks. But once you get into it, it's not that bad. Once you just pick one thing, you just pick one thing to do, and you're like, all right, so I'm going to not eat fast food on the weekends. I mean, on the weekdays. I'm not going to eat fast food Monday through Friday. Super easy, dude. It's so easy. You just have to make sure you do it. And then once you do it for like 2 or 3 weeks, I'd say like 3 weeks or so, it just becomes part of your daily life. And then it just continues to help you, and you don't even notice, because the reason that you do the things you do that are unhealthy is because they become habit, because you did them so many times that they become a part of life. So then you have to reverse those habits. You have to reverse those habits into good habits. And it's super hard to do that. It's super hard, and I know it. And I've been through a lot of changes in the last few years as far as my health goes. I have the body type that can't get obese at the moment. Like, I don't know. Maybe in the future I'll be able to, like, widen out. But what happened to me was I got a belly. And if anybody else, like, if anybody with a normal body would have been eating the way I was eating and not exercising the way I was not exercising, they definitely would have been. And I was in those shoes. And what it really did was just kind of ruin my body, because instead of getting fat or something like that, it just kind of started breaking down, like the unhealthy food started breaking down my muscles. And they weren't actually, like, I wouldn't say they were atrophying, but they were very weak and very frail. And I was super tired. And so I remember, so I was 23, and I was just like, you know, I quit smoking pot. And that has nothing to do with this, but that was the first thing I decided to do, because it was a ton of money. Two, it made me lazy. I know it doesn't make everyone lazy. Don't get mad at me, but it made me really lazy. And I knew I needed money for my music stuff, and I knew I needed to work hard as shit. So I quit that, and I was like, you know what? I got it. I can do this. So then a few years go by and my health starts to decline, and I'm like, oh, is this what it really feels like to be in your mid-20s? This is crazy. That's not how it feels to be in your mid-20s. I was just super unhealthy. So I started working out, and I quit smoking cigarettes. So I started working out first. So I worked out for like a year and a half before I quit smoking cigarettes, and that helped a lot. It took a long time to get it to be part of my thing. So I started working out, and then I stopped, and I started, and I stopped, and then I started, and then I was just like, you know what, you have to do this every day. If you don't do this every day, you're not allowed to do anything else. And so that's what I did, and I finally got into the groove of it, and I've been doing it for like 2-3 years now. And it's not like I don't do hard workouts. I just do enough to keep my body moving. You know, I'm not like ripped or anything like that. I just do enough to keep the joints, I'm trying to lubricate it, the joints lubricated and things like that. And then I quit smoking cigarettes, and then I started eating a lot better, and things have just changed. And now it's all part of my life. None of it stresses me out. None of it like gives me any anxiety, like, oh, I really want this or anything like that. It's just normal now. That's just my life now, and it's not bad at all. And actually, it's really awesome. Like, I'm just as excited for 2 or 3 chicken breasts and some broccoli that I cook up for myself as I would be a Big Mac a few years ago. So I'm just saying there's hope for it. Like, it's not, it sucks. It sucks so bad in the beginning, but as you go, it gets a lot better and it becomes easy. What was I even talking about? Right. And then, and so this was from 1999 to 2014. It went from, the obesity rate went from 30%, 30.5 to 37.7. And that's just within 15 years. So obviously, I mean, the trend keeps going up and up and up. And then right now, So that was 37, and but now we're down to 32. So it's kind of like maybe it kind of went down a little bit, I guess, which is good, but still we're in the 30s. We're in the low 30s, but if we could get that to the mid-20s, I think it would keep going down because people would see results of other people doing good by themselves, you know? But that was the 5-Pack Smackdown, and I got a little preachy there at the end, and I don't mean to, but health is important. I played basketball today with Chino and Cam, and it was 95 degrees outside.
Not doing it.
But I did it anyway, and I got really winded really quick. I mean, I woke up with a headache and stuff like that, and whatever, but I healed all that up with some coffee and some food, and then we went out, and I lost my breath pretty quickly. Even though I do run, I'm not used to all that activity that quick, and they were looking at me like, really? And then I told Cam, I was like, dude, this is what you get when you smoke for like 10 or 12 years. And because C-Rock still smokes cigarettes because he's a fucking idiot. no, if you guys get on C-Rock's Instagram and tell him to stop smoking cigarettes, that'd be actually really cool. And I just told him, I was like, yeah, that's what you get. Like, I've been slowly healing my lungs up from that. And they're just not exactly where they need to be. And it's from smoking cigarettes for so long. But it was really fun to play some basketball. I know that C-Rock and Chino aren't going to listen to this one. Because they do listen, but they listen to certain ones. And the solo ones are certain ones that I ask them to or something like that. They listen to the main show more often, so... I'm going to say that I did beat Chino in basketball. We played a game of 21 with me and C-Rock and him. C-Rock got 0 points. Chino got -4 points because I tipped him every single shot, and we just started going into the negatives. Even though that's not part of the rules, he was doing so terribly. And then I obviously had 21 points, and I won, even though I was a little bit winded. I'm really excited about that. Chino owes me $450 because that's what we bet. And that's it for the day. I'm just going to say goodbye to you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to visit me on tour. And I guess that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Be awesome. Be kind. Be cool. And, have a good day.